This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those another day. BurnoutMugs.com. This will definitely, definitely maintain the temperature of your cup of coffee. Now then, let us talk to a gentleman that I like speaking with, primarily because of his broad spectrum of knowledge that he has when it comes to the gun world and the gun industry, and that is none other than writer, instructor, and activist Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Nice to talk to you again.
Likewise. I have a question for you, simply because I've never asked you this before. When you carry, now you carry in Arizona. Now, is Arizona a constitutional carry state?
Yes, it is. We were the third constitutional carry state. Vermont was always constitutional carry, partly because they had a Vermont Supreme Court decision back in the 20s.
Right.
That said that they couldn't require a permit for anybody to carry.
Right.
And then Alaska became a constitutional carry state in 2003, I think. And then we became one, I think it was 2011. So we were the third one. And now we have like 13 or 14, depending on how you count it.
Now, in Arizona, as a constitutional carry state, are you allowed to carry in the open?
Yes. You always had the right to carry openly in Arizona.
Okay.
And actually, if you read the Arizona Constitution, you had the right to carry concealed as well. But the very first legislature put in legislation eliminating the right to carry concealed, and it was never tested in court until about, I think it was 2008 or so. And then basically the Supreme Court just poo-pooed all the evidence and wouldn't hear it, and did not rule properly, in my opinion, because there was in the Arizona Constitutional Convention three different times they tried to change the language of the Arizona Constitution to allow the legislature to regulate the concealed carry of weapons, and it was voted down all three times. But we've always had open carry. And we finally got back to constitutional carry. I think it was 2011, but I could be off a year or so.
So, given that, so I presume that when you're in Arizona, you're carrying out in the open. Every picture I've ever seen of you in Arizona is you carrying in the open. You don't.
Well, I carry in the open when it's convenient, and if it's convenient, I'll carry concealed. It just so happens that most of the time, it's more convenient to carry openly, especially in Arizona.
Right. Now, see, here's the thing. Like, when I was in Tennessee taking a class from James Yeager, in Tennessee they have a permit to carry, right? So
yes.
That permit means you can either carry in the open or out, you know, under concealment. But Yeager and his cadre encouraged the students that lived in Tennessee to carry concealed because of issues having to do with people seeing guns out in the open and getting sort of nervous about that.
There are advantages to both methods of carry. You can carry openly, carry concealed. If you carry concealed, you have potential tactical surprise. That is, people don't know you're carrying, and so you have a chance to produce the weapon without them realizing that you have a weapon. But you have the obverse with open carry. With open carry, you have tactical deterrence. People see you carrying, and they decide not to attack you.
Right.
So there's pluses and minuses to both methods of carry, and it all depends on what you wish. You notice the police carry openly. Very seldom are police officers attacked without being involved in some other circumstance. And we do see there have been a couple cases where open carriers have had their guns stolen, but we also have cases where concealed carriers have their guns stolen because they get attacked because they don't know, the people don't know they're carrying. And then when they're frisking them or, searching them for valuables, they find the gun and take it.
Right. So
they both have advantages and disadvantages. You just have to look at your own personal circumstances, decide what works best for you in that circumstance, and then make your choice.
I guess my question would be to you is, like, if you're carrying concealed, do you carry the same weapon that you carry in the open?
Generally, I do. And I have, at times, carried both ways at once. Carry one firearm concealed and carry another one openly. So you can get advantages of both systems that way.
Right.
And the Glocks, the 17 and the 19, are not too hard to conceal, especially if you're in a constitutional carry state where you don't worry too much if you're printed a little bit or somebody might happen to notice you're carrying. Though most people don't. Most people are not all that interested in whether people are carrying weapons. There's so many digital devices, large phones, tablets. I don't think anybody uses a pager anymore, but medical devices that people right. have under them that can print on their shirt or clothing one way or another. But you have to really work at spotting whether somebody is carrying a weapon or not, and you can't always be sure. I mean, I've worked at it for probably 40 or 50 years, and sometimes I spot people who are carrying. And, of course, the ones I don't, I never know about.
Yeah.
Now, there are methods you can, there are methods you can carry concealed, what I would call deep concealment, with smaller guns or with special purpose equipment, things like that, that you're almost certain never to be detected unless some people actually search you or use magnetometers or x-rays or things like that. And there have been a few times when I've carried what I would consider deep concealment when I really did not want anybody to know that I was carrying. But it's a spectrum. You go from right out in the open, which, frankly, I would say about 75% of people never notice, even out in the open, to a very deep concealment where it really is difficult for anybody to detect you're carrying a weapon.
Right. Excuse my throat. I've got the busy throat again, so excuse what I'm the way I'm sounding. I appreciate
it. Blast.
It's the house. When I was out in Vegas at SHOT Show, I felt better than I felt ever in my life before. I completely understand why Wyatt Earp took Doc Holliday out there. Completely get that. Yeah. So, I mean, if I didn't have grandkids, I'd probably be like saying, hey, Dean, is there a house available in your neighborhood?
Well, how much of your problems are coming from grandkids? I understand they're super incubators.
Yeah,
of the last six times I visited my grandkids.
I live in a mold motel. It has nothing to do with the grandkids. I just need to move. So I'm working on that. But in any event, Dean Weingarten is an author, and as an author, he has written hundreds, thousands of articles at Ammoland. And as an author, he has written hundreds and thousands of articles at Truth About Guns. We say that all the time. I'm sure your stuff has appeared elsewhere, too.
Yes, it has. And, I'm always looking for people that are interested in articles about guns and gun control and the legal circumstances involving guns. And so, if anybody is interested in articles or if you feel there's a publication that would like articles, I probably could write one for them.
There you go. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout.
mugs.com.
Actually gets it down in about 2 minutes. Burnoutmugs.com. I know, I tested it. Talking to Dean Weingarten. So have you been, I've been talking about this all night. Have you been monitoring the explosives being mailed?
Well, yes. I mean, I can't say I've monitored it, but I have some of the articles. I've tried to blow up the picture of the one that was supposedly sent to CNN.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things about it that seem very unusual, shall we say. It doesn't look like a very effective device to me, and I've studied this for quite a few years, you know, because it's just a simple container. It's not even clear if it's a metal container or not. I'm not sure what those weird sort of maybe golf ball-sized protrusions on either end are. Maybe they're meant to carry some type of shrapnel.
Shrapnel or something.
It's, it doesn't look very effective. It looks almost as if it were meant to be caught. Some people have claimed that the timing device that is attached to it is incapable of initiating because it has no alarm function.
Right.
Whether or not that's true, I can't, you know, verify, but that's been reported. And, you know, it looks like such a simple device that it's almost impossible to believe that it was seriously meant to cause harm. Unless the timer is hooked up to some intricate electronics that are inside so that the timer acts as a failsafe to get it to go off if other methods don't.
Right.
For example, it clearly did not go off when somebody opened up the package. And if you look back at the Unabomber bombs, they were much more cleverly put together and much more effective. But so I have my doubts, and it's all over the net, as to whether or not these were intended just to make a political statement, whether they may essentially be a false flag operation. It's certainly possible, and, you know, it's very hard in today's world of forensics to completely cover your tracks with a device that doesn't go off. Because fingerprints and DNA evidence, it doesn't take much. They should have some idea where these were sent from. People have said there's no cancellation on the stamps.
Right.
I don't know if that means much or not, but, you know, they had to be mailed from somewhere, and we're not seeing much evidence. The return evidence on the one I looked at was from supposedly Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but it wasn't, they didn't even spell the state correctly. They spelled it as Florid, not Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems almost more of a joke than a serious attempt to hurt someone.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the targets, though, the targets that they sent them to. Obama's not in office. Hillary Clinton is not in office. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is no longer the chairman of the DNC. This almost feels to me like a Bernie Sanders supporter did this.
But it could be, and we really don't know. You know, but it does, to me, it's obviously a political move of some kind. And believe me, there's a lot of idiots out there. So it's possible that it is just somebody who is really stupid and thought this was the way to move politics in the direction they wanted it to move. But what their motives are in terms of which way they wanted it to move are very unclear to me.
Right.
And we've seen large numbers of hoaxes along this line over the years. Now, I heard on the radio, so I don't have a good source for this, but I heard that the device, quote, had gunpowder inside. Yeah, gunpowder isn't hard to come by.
No.
So it may or may not have. I mean, it's just a radio report.
I just find this really interesting because the last time something like this happened, it was Hodgkinson, and he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And it wasn't because the Republicans won. He said this is for health care when he started his attack in Alexandria.
So, I mean, how do you get inside the mind of a guy who's been deranged, you know?
Yeah.
It's not all that easy.
No, but this is just, you know, this is just what
right.
I've heard.
Speculation. And that's what we're doing here. And I don't know who did it or why they did it, but it just, you know, the people I know who are in the gun culture are the opposite of the stereotype that's projected by the left. A stereotype projected by the left are people in the gun culture are idiots. They don't know how to do anything. They're stupid. They're ignorant. But the people I know in the gun culture tend to be very intelligent, above average in education, above average in general wealth or maybe I should say income. And they are particularly good at ensuring that things work. And, you know, these things just don't look like they were intended ever to realistically actually work. So, to me, it doesn't look like someone in the gun culture who did it.
No, because, well you know,
they're almost cartoonish.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Nobody died. Everything got intercepted. It's almost like it was put together this way so it would be intercepted.
Exactly. I mean, and that's what it. To me, I think they were making a political statement rather than trying to actually harm someone.
So, at the same time, we've got this.
I think we have a good chance in a week or so. I mean, I think Limbaugh said that he expects an arrest within a week. It might happen. I mean, you know, to do all this stuff properly, I mean, if anybody ever has looked into what it takes to keep any physical evidence off a package, it's not easy.
I tell you what, before you go into that, we're coming up on the break. I want you to go through all of that. I want you to take us through the forensics that we'd have to go through in order to look at that. Dean Weingarten, he's a writer. He is an activist. You were very active with Arizona as far as becoming a constitutional carry state, weren't you? So, I mean, he's out there. He's on the front lines. He's writing about everything that has to do in the gun world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contain potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about this. Now, the reason I bring this up with you is we've had many discussions like about what happens with hunters and everything. You keep talking about this forensics thing. So you had just began to speak of how difficult it is. Most of the time, the only way to keep, and they can find forensic evidence on a bomb that detonates, can't they? On a package that holds a bomb that detonates.
Well, yes, but it's much harder on one that detonates because it destroys a whole lot of evidence.
That's right.
But here we've got supposedly five different packages, none of which have actually gone off, and you've got the full weight of the Federal Investigative Services to process the evidence and try to find out what they can. I mean, there's so much stuff that you have to be careful about, you know, for somebody to assemble a bomb that doesn't go off and expect to get away with it, they almost have to work in like a clean room atmosphere. The people are constantly shedding little hairs or skin cells or saliva droplets as you breathe in and out. And like these bombs have electrical tape on them, what looked like electrical tape. Well, that's an adhesive, something that's very easy to settle on or to be attached to that adhesive when it's put on the bomb. Well, you peel it off, you look at the underside under a microscope, maybe you find a little bit of a hair. Now you've got DNA evidence.
Right.
You've got five packages to look at. You look at the locations of where they were sent from. That should be something that can be found. If not, there's something wrong with our postal system. Of course, there's always the possibility of an insider inside the postal system that put the bombs in, but it seems unlikely. Then you have, on these locations, they're almost all over the country, there are cameras around. So you try to find somebody who placed the bomb into the postal system with the cameras. And since there's five of them, there may be five locations or at least five times. And so you look for similar people at these locations. So they have to be wearing different disguises. They can't handle the bombs with their bare hands because they'll leave fingerprints. So they have to be wearing gloves or something to handle the package with. This makes them stand out from the general population. You see how difficult it is to get away with something like this?
Yes.
Now, most people who do stuff like this don't end up getting caught because you don't have the full force of the U.S. government focusing all its investigative authority on them, because you can't do it in every single case. The system be overwhelmed. But this is a very high-profile case that the president has said, we will put the full force of the federal government on investigating it. I'll be surprised if they don't find who sent these things probably before the election, I would guess.
And
notice that a lot of these people who send white powders are caught up pretty quickly.
Yeah. But, I mean, how often is these people that mail the attack?
The Unabomber was the most successful I know of.
Yes, but, I mean, he was a different kind of animal. He was a different kind of animal.
He was extremely intelligent, and yes, he was very careful. We haven't even talked about the forensics of the materials involved. You'll know what kind of tape. It's only sold in certain kinds of stores. You look in the area where you think the bomb was sent from. You go over all the internet receipts, all the credit card receipts from the area looking for people who bought that kind of... I mean, it gets to be a lot of resources, but it can be done in the computer age.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, they'll look at the pipe, and look at whatever else is on the pipe, and they'll measure and look at everything, and they'll figure out where this piece was bought and where this piece was bought and who purchased
exactly.
this.
Exactly, and all of that can be done pretty quickly today.
Yep. So, I mean, whoever did this was not exactly the sharpest knife.
Well, we don't know. I mean... First off, just because it's difficult doesn't mean it can't be done. So it could, you know, if you put somebody, you know, put assets of a foreign intelligence service together to do this, they could probably do it and not leave a trace, because they know the system. They know how it works.
Right.
You know, so there are ways it can be done, but for an amateur who's just trying to make a political statement, odds are he made a mistake. Or she. Almost all of these bombers are men, though. I think it's something like upwards of 95%. Very seldom are women involved. I can think of a case back, the Weathermen had some women involved in their bombing activities, as I recall.
I remember when the DC sniper was operating and I was telling everybody where I worked, I said, this is a white guy. Because only white people do this kind of thing. And then it turned out to be John Lee Malvo. So, I mean, there are those times when you get out there and you think...
Oh, you can make bad... Sure, you can make bad predictions, but if you don't make predictions, you never make a bad one. I made a prediction on that case, which was dead on, and it's on some internet board, and I don't know if I can dig it up. But I said, you know, they're probably using the whole vehicle as a silencer.
Right.
And that's what they were doing.
Yep.
But... You know, it wasn't that difficult a prediction to make, but it turned out that's what it was.
Yeah.
I thought they'd probably use a van because it was reported to be a van, and a van would be easy. It's a bigger volume, makes it a little easier. But they were using the trunk with a little hole cut out by where the license plate would be to shoot out of. Same idea. And it works pretty well.
Right. Now,
that's why the whole difficulty or with banning silencers, or the reason it doesn't make much sense, is any house is a pretty good silencer.
Yeah.
You shoot inside a building or a house, very little sound makes it outside.
Yeah. But I feel bad for anybody in the house when it goes off.
Oh, yeah.
They're not wearing some sort of an air pro.
Yeah.
So you believe this guy's going to get caught relatively expeditiously,
well,
don't you?
I think the odds are that someone will be apprehended within a couple weeks, but you know, maybe it was done better than we think. You can't be absolutely certain, but that's the way to bet.
Well, based upon you know, this is either a sham or it's a rank amateur that I'm going to predict is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Just because of his targets. I mean, Holder, Maxine Waters. I mean, anybody that came out against Bernie Sanders. This seems Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the DNC chair in the 2016 Democratic nomination process.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just sort of seems like somebody's going after
it's
that.
Reasonable. It's reasonable speculation. My thought is that the targets were picked in order to get maximum media effect. So.
But they didn't go after Pelosi. They didn't go after Schumer. They didn't go after.
Well, they did five devices. This is quite a lot to do. I mean, if you're trying to be careful.
But that's so, the only thing those five
no
people
one
have
has
in common.
Infinite resources. They got to pick five.
Well,
I thought five was quite a few.
That is quite a few. Especially, it's quite a few to. Unless you're begging to get caught when you make that many bad bombs, which leads me to believe that these were never meant to go off.
Exactly. And then none of them went off. I mean, it's so much easier to forensically trace a device that didn't go off.
Yeah.
And so we've got these, and, you know, I don't think I would be very surprised. Let me put it that way. I'll be very surprised if they just put these into a protective barrel and blow them up. That would be really stupid, you know.
Yeah.
They need to disassemble them carefully so that they can get all the evidence from them.
Will you hold on for a minute? We're going to take one more break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. When we get back, we'll continue. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, who has some knowledge of many areas. Now, you live in Arizona year-round, is that right?
Well, yes, except when I'm traveling, and I travel quite a bit. So,
during the winter months, do you make any changes at all in your concealed carry? Do you change the ammo or anything to make up for the fact that maybe somebody's wearing heavier clothing? Do you change out the type, you know, go from hollow points to something a little?
No, I don't.
No?
I do change my hat. In the summer months, I wear a sun helmet that protects my ears and lets wind blow through it. And in the winter months, I just use my regular fedora type hat that I like that you see me on in the pictures.
Yes.
But I don't change ammo. I generally do not even change the holster because normally I'm carrying openly anyway. And I'll make it clear, one of the big advantages of open carry is it's a political statement. It tells people the Constitution means something, you have rights, the government is limited, and they can't take those rights away.
Right.
If you're concealed carry, you're concealed. People don't know whether you're carrying or not. And that has its own advantages, but it's not as effective as a political statement.
Right. See, the problem I have with concealed carry is this. In my state, we are one of, it is South Carolina and Florida, the only two, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, we're the only
you
two.
You're correct.
Okay. The only two shall issue states that have no provision for open carry.
Yes,
so if
right.
if we flash the gun, like if I'm at, you know, I'm at a shoe store and I'm reaching for those Tom McCanns that are up there that are my size, and I show the bottom half of the gun and somebody sees me like that, if I'm in an area where they don't have the gun-free zone sign on that, they're still liable to call the cops, and then the cops are going to take me outside.
Yeah, it can be a problem, yes.
Yeah.
You have to be more careful than in Arizona, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, God, I've been watching this Florida open carry movement, and I've just been surprised at what shenanigans the Florida legislature is willing to go through to stop open carry, even though they promised they'll pass it.
Right.
It's just amazing. But I think Florida is very likely to get open carry eventually. They just are quite resistant to it. And I understand, yes, you want to be more careful. And then we just had that case that went all the way to the Supreme Court of somebody who said that he didn't realize that he was showing the pistol and he got arrested.
Right.
And it went all the way to the Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court says, no, you don't have a right to open carry. As long as we've got this concealed carry permit system, that's good enough.
Right.
So, yes, I understand that. And in Florida, I tend to carry a different gun, and I tend to use different equipment.
Here in South Carolina, my senator used to be the chairman of the House Judiciary, or the Senate Judiciary.
Oh, sorry, mixed up Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's similar in South Carolina.
Yeah. So he would tell me, he was a Republican. He was firmly against open carry because he said, then the cops won't know who the good guys are versus the bad. This is the kind of stuff. This was in 2015. Okay?
But that's absolutely insane because criminals almost never open carry because they don't want to draw attention to themselves.
No, and they don't carry in holsters either. That's exactly. The other thing. That's the other thing. I told him, I said, well, you don't have to worry about a criminal carrying in the open, Senator, because only 2% of them wear a holster. And he said, well, why is that? And I said, well, because if they're running from the cops and they throw the gun away and they got a holster on, it's kind of hard to say, wasn't me. The other thing that was up at the same time.
I think an FBI or Secret Service study to that effect.
Yeah. The other thing that we were having bones of contention with was constitutional carry. And he said, that's when he told me it would make it legal for criminals to carry guns. And I said,
well,
wrong, you know? Yeah. I said, Senator, it won't make it legal for criminals to carry guns. It will make it legal for me if I can buy a gun legally to carry a gun. A criminal is still a felon or a criminal or whatever if he's carrying a gun. And if he isn't carrying a gun and he hasn't committed a crime yet, well, that's just the, you know, free society.
He's not a criminal. I mean, we haven't shown him to be a criminal yet.
Yeah, we don't have anything saying that he is one. So, you know, you can't dislike him just because of his type or his look. So, and we still don't have that. I think it's passed out of the House here, but in South Carolina, the Senate, one senator can stop anything.
I think open carry came very, very close once or twice. And it's the same thing we see in many other states. You have just a couple of senators or representatives that if they throw their full weight behind it, they can gum up the works to prevent a bill from getting through.
Right.
And there's this, it's amazing the amount of shenanigans that go on. I've had to become pretty well educated on what happens in legislatures. And it is amazing the amount of stuff that goes on that you would think wouldn't. And so much depends on the various committees, the membership of the committees, the timing. Oh, gosh, how many bills have I seen where they time it to pass the bill at the very end of the session so that they have no ability to override a veto, and they pass it with veto-proof margins, and then it goes to the governor and gets vetoed. Oh, too bad, you know, when they could have passed it 2 weeks earlier when they'd have had a chance to override a veto. So, yes, this happens over and over, and more people in the gun culture are becoming better and better at understanding these tactics and at countering them.
Right. The thing that amazed me, I would tell the senator, because nothing has changed. During this time, everything was what it is today, the way it is today. You had 13 constitutional carry states. You got all these states. How many states have a provision for open carry? 44?
45. Well,
45.
You can open carry in most public spaces in 45 states. And I think there's about 18 of those that require a permit.
Okay.
But I'd have to look, you know. Don't hold me to that exact number, but it's around in that neighborhood.
There's
about 35 states, roughly, that have, not 35, about 30. 30 to 35. Again, I have to check the numbers because they change a little bit.
Right.
That you don't need any permit to carry openly.
Right.
And that's the way that it traditionally was in most of the country. And that's why this case out of Hawaii, if it goes to the Supreme Court on open carry being constitutionally protected, I would predict the Supreme Court would rule that open carry outside the home is constitutionally protected in the entire United States. But it has to get to the Supreme Court, and it hasn't even been heard by the they haven't even ruled if they're going to take it for en banc in the Ninth Circuit yet.
Yeah, that's that. I'm waiting to see how that one plays out. I need to get. I have the attorney on one of Mr. Young's co-counsels on the show.
Yeah,
from time to time.
I recall that show. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, we're about to run out of time. So I want you to plan on being back here with me next week, and we'll see where this. Maybe we'll have the bombs solved by then.
Maybe we'll have someone will have been arrested by then. It could happen.
It could happen. And for those of you looking for what Dean Weingarten does and where he does it, you can find this in most cases at either Ammoland.com or thetruthaboutguns.com. And now, don't you have your own website?
I have a blog called Gun Watch. I run it in concert with a colleague in Australia. It was developed and started out of Australia, and then I've taken over most of the day-to-day running of it, and I write most stuff for it. So Gunwatch is a place where you can find almost everything I write, and we put out, you know, four or five self-defense stories every day where armed people use weapons to protect themselves and their loved ones.
Right.
So, and those are recent ones, you know, those are the ones that just happen. And you can usually find four to five or more any day that you start looking for.
There you go. Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. And we will be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.